Three community leaders in Huntsville and Lake of Bays were asked about what initiatives and challenges they're anticipating in 2025. Here are the responses from Huntsville's mayor, Nancy Alcock, Lake of Bays mayor, Terry Glover, and the chair of the Huntsville, Lake of Bays Chamber of Commerce, Sue Burke. Answers have been shortened, paraphrased, retaining the original intent. What key initiatives are you focusing on in 2025? Alcock for Huntsville. The town will be reviewing capital projects, looking into improving public transportation, developing a housing action plan, and supporting the Muskoka Community Land Trust project with affordable and market-rate housing. Staff will be developing a plan to reduce emissions and adapt to climate change while balancing the costs with taxpayers. Glover for Lake of Bays. The focus will be on environmental impact projects, involving the public with the official plan review, the expansion of the Dwight Community Hub, and the construction of the Baysville Splash Pad. Glover said the township will continue to support the community through programs such as the Community Improvement Plan, Environmental Projects Grant Program, and the Lake of Bays Community Fund. Chamber of Commerce. Burke said they will continue to promote Explore Huntsville while shifting to develop deeper sector-based relationships focusing on members' needs. We are moving toward more of a traditional Chamber of Commerce versus our past focus on tourism, events-based activities, Burke said. Do you expect there to be challenges? If so, what might they be and how will you address them? Alcock for Huntsville. Major challenges include development and communication with residents. Whether it's infill development in the urban core to create walkable communities with necessary resources, or expanding rural areas with sustainable growth, Alcock emphasized the focus on preserving the environment and the town's identity. It's a delicate balance, and we have to be very conscious of that. I think we have to continue to improve on how we engage the public, and how we work with them so that we can move forward in a more positive direction on some of these major initiatives, Alcock said. Glover for Lake of Bays. Glover identified challenges such as the ongoing housing crisis and the increasing pressures on healthcare. On a regional level, he said there are significant infrastructure needs when it comes to waste and water systems. The township recognizes climate change is also a major concern, along with the immense costs of retrofitting infrastructure. Chamber of Commerce. Burke said finances are the biggest challenge. The current trend toward government funding cutbacks and businesses being more fiscally frugal translates to our budget being leaner as well, with less money for staffing, which translates to fewer programs and services. It is a real challenge to try to grow with shrinking funding, she said. What partnerships or resources will help achieve goals set in 2025? Alcock for Huntsville. The town will continue to operate and expand the Community Health Hub and support doctor recruitment efforts through the Physician Incentive Program. Huntsville is partnering with municipalities in watershed management to collaborate and plan for the overall health of the watershed. Practically everything we do involves partnerships. It's working with others in order to be successful, she said. Glover for Lake of Bays. I have to mention how proud I am of our partnerships with the community on fundraising that is driving the expansion of the Dwight Community Hub, Glover said. Habitat for Humanity will help bring affordable housing to Baysville, and residents will see new EV charging infrastructure with Lakeland Power. A partnership with the district includes a beautification project in Baysville along Highway 117. We'll see a lot of these partnerships really flourish in 2025, Glover said. Chamber of Commerce. Burke said they will grow membership by offering value for dues, seeking government grants and subsidies, and providing services to the town of Huntsville and Explore Huntsville. She also mentioned collaborating with other Muskoka chambers, including Port Sydney, and working with HMATA, the town of Huntsville, and the township of Lake of Bays to better serve members through shared resources and funding. Megan Hederson is a local journalism initiative reporter covering Huntsville and Lake of Bays for MuskokaRegion.com. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.